Another edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Mirta Podcast Network. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm Ben and I do most of the talking here. Write an online column about Santa Cruz, California called The Weekly Dump, which is published every Thursday over on www.santamirta.com. Go have a look if you're not familiar with it. So can you feel it? I might be getting ahead of myself here, but I'm definitely feeling a change in the air locally involving community engagement on issues impacting our lives here in Santa Cruz. For years, the narrative was pretty much dictated by progressive Democrats and their agendas related to social services. We're liberal here. I get it. We have liberal Democrats, and we have very liberal Democrats. And we have a smattering of Republicans and everything else. But it's liberal Democrats with very little challenge to their hold on power, who have basically lorded over and controlled the narrative on stuff like homelessness, affordable housing, expanding the level of social services, for the past 15 years at least, prioritizing it over stuff like public safety, business development, or infrastructure improvement. We've had no checks and balances. We've leaned to the far left, and now we wonder why everything is crooked and broken. Because we made it that way. And the ushering in of the new progressive majority on the city council sent the doomsayers into heat, with all kinds of predictions how this was going to ruin Santa Cruz. And it's kind of true. We aren't off to a very good start with this group. We're 3 months in and gotten very little done, other than hold very long meetings to talk about mostly the homeless. We've had bullying accusations within the council. Can't find anyone with the backbone to demand the closing of Camp Bernal. Claimed a fiscal emergency, yet we want to spend money like a teen on a shopping bender on homeless vanity projects that consistently fail. Here's an idea. Instead of using that grant money to service the homeless, let's make them less homeless by getting them into an actual shelter. It could be short-term SRO room vouchers. There are plenty of ways to better address this in the half-assed, apathetic way we do now. In the last weekly dump, I talked about how the city is working with the county to open a new, quote, day services location on Coral Street, directly next door to the current Homeless Services Center. I could spend an entire podcast talking about how the HSC and the city have slept together behind the community's back. But for this discussion, the city wants to basically double the size of the existing homeless services center and is doing pretty much all of this with basically zero public input from the community. And we know how well zero public input and a lack of transparency works for the city. Can you say Lot 24? Can you say Camp Coonerty? Can you say DeSal? The city just never seems to learn from their mistakes. So this change I'm feeling in the air seems to be coming from a sleeping grizzly bear I'll just call the silent majority. People woke up to Measure M in the form of a group calling itself Santa Cruz Together. They got vocal and they got strong. And then people woke up over Lot 24. They shut it down by being loud and proud. And I get a sense these new people, we woke up, they don't want to go back to sleep now. They're engaged. And that is scaring a lot of people here. Scaring lots of those liberal Democrats and their hold on local power. But let me tell you what really scares local liberal Democrats. Changing demographics. as their middle and lower income level base gets priced out of Santa Cruz. The new demographic is moving in and replacing them as local voters. And the new demographic is far more moderate than the people they are replacing. Yes, call it gentrification, and to a certain degree it is. But it also shows the complete lack of planning for something like this from the city and the county. All that talk about hating property owners and people commuting over the hill to the valley, that's fear talking. These new property owners are generally not buying to rent to long-term tenants. They're buying to move here, or they're buying as possible vacation rentals. And these people, usually successful in life or in business, just tend to be moderate. I still see them as mostly Democrat, but moderate. Not the goofy granola progressive we get stereotyped for here. And as one group and their hold on local power feels threatened, they feel the need to attack the other, which creates this constant state of divisiveness we seem to see so much of in virtually every topic. Homelessness, housing, public safety, growth. Every discussion you read or hear about on these topics involves sides. How about the side of common sense instead of accepting recurring failure as our status quo? How about the side that's best for the community as a whole instead of what's best for my side? This divisiveness creates a constant state of division and an inability to compromise based on principles and ideology. And the need to be right. Not right for the community, but right for me. Right on principle, even if it's been proven wrong on so many other levels before. So time for a quick break. When I come back, I'll talk a little more about culpability and who we should be blaming here. It's not the obvious choices. Be right back.
listening to Unfiltered with Ben Dover on the Santa Mierda Podcast Network.
Okay, I'm back. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about something that should be obvious, but it's really not. I know a lot of people are angry right now about the homeless situation here. Rightfully so. Obviously, I'm pretty chafed about it, too. I seemingly write and talk about it every week. And I'm actually thrilled that it's woken so many people up locally. But with that newfound sense of wokeness, we get an influx of people unfamiliar with the past history of many of the principal players here. All some of these people see are the new faces of the city council. People like Glover or Cummings, or even Crone and Sandy Brown. It's easy to blame them for the mess we're in, but that's way too easy for me. We've been brewing this toxic mess of failed policies long before any of those four were elected to the city council. Think about that. This didn't happen overnight or in the first 3 months of this year. This kind of stupidity took many years to build and nurture. And before blaming the obvious targets, the easy targets, remember we spent the past 8 years with what many would consider a moderate majority and a progressive minority on the city council. And what did we achieve with this moderate majority over the course of 8+ years? You're looking at it. People on the city council, now, they inherited this mess. And sure, they're now responsible for getting us out, but they sure didn't create it. It was created by progressive moderates, the same machine moderates that couldn't get on the same page in the last election and decided it was better to build internal fences instead of bridges. Why is that? I'd call it self-interest, or job security and protection, or fear of upsetting the status quo. But the failure to come together, not only on a unified moderate platform, but the failure to implement effective moderate policy from within, even when you have a majority of votes, can best be described as dysfunctional and a failure to achieve. So I'm not giving any of them a free pass here. Anyone who has sat up there for 4 years over the past 15 or 20 years is culpable for not doing enough to avoid where we are now. It's been a long group effort. I don't blame anyone individually, but collectively, I blame them. The city council members come and go. They last anywhere from 4 to 8 years each. But you know what the one constant has been through all of those various iterations of city council members? The city manager, Martine Bernal. He's been either the assistant city manager or the actual city manager for more than 20 straight years and counting. He's the tail that wags the dog. And yes, he's the namesake for Camp Bernal. You want change? It starts and ends there. We also had a story this week that was so indicative of what is wrong with this town and its approach to dealing with the four-headed beast I talked about in last week's podcast. We have four interconnected issues tearing us down: homelessness, substance abuse, mental illness, and criminal recidivism. Can't just address one and ignore the others. This latest failure of our idiot compassion model occurred last Saturday morning when a 46-year-old transient woman, originally from Modesto, who was by all indications from witnesses and SCPD reports high as a kite or seriously mental ill or both, tried to kidnap an 11-year-old boy from Grant Street Park in Santa Cruz. She reportedly has 2 recent convictions and 9 criminal cases in the county. This happened 4 days after she was released from jail. Superior Court Judge John Salazar dismissed 2 other charges of trespassing and exhibiting a deadly weapon that day. She was then referred to the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office Focused Intervention Team. This county program targets habitual criminal recidivists, there's that word again, who have previously declined services while in custody, including behavioral health treatment. In this most recent incident, she's charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment, both felonies, and a misdemeanor of permitting a child to suffer. She pleaded not guilty during her arraignment this past Wednesday, and a preliminary examination is scheduled for 9 a.m. on April 15th in Santa Cruz County Superior Court. But back on March 12th, Superior Court Judge John Salazar dropped those two trespassing charges and a weapons charge, quote, in the interest of justice, and she was released from jail. Back in January, she pleaded no contest to misdemeanor battery, committed in November of 2018. She was released the same day the crime was committed. Last October, a local judge dismissed a charge of causing fire to property after she was accused of trying to start a fire at the railroad tracks near Almar Avenue. She has 9 criminal cases filed against her in Santa Cruz County since 2017. She checks all 4 boxes, and guess what? This is the best part. She's been living in Camp Bernal since the beginning. She moved there after they closed the River Street camp, so she lived there too. She admits all this in an interview that she did in a local news story about Camp Bernal recently. So is this the answer here? What do we do with people like this? We can't just toss them into a human pigsty full of opportunistic drug dealers and gangbangers, but we do. That's exactly what we're doing by doing nothing. Doing nothing isn't doing something. Doing nothing is admitting defeat. Doing nothing shows you're scared to actually do something. When I come back, I'll talk some future dump and a few other things. Be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to Unfiltered by Bend Over on the Santa Mierda podcast.
So coming up in the next weekly dump, big drug bust this week in Drug Camp Bernal. Imagine that. Thursday afternoon, SCPD busted a homeless bum after finding 69 grams of heroin, 42 grams of methamphetamine, a digital scale, and more than $1,300 in cash in his tent. $1,300 in cash in his tent. Officers knew the guy was on probation, so they checked his tent. Why do we even have probation? Does any single group contribute more to compromising public safety than our own probation department? Not in my book. The guy was transported for narcotic sales and probation violation, and was transported to jail. And I heard the local Buenos Tiempos pulled the plug on this week's fake news hit piece. Heard legal action was threatened, and next thing you know, the column was purged from the website. Frankly, it was just another bullshit hit piece with no real value, stalking and harassing a couple of good guys who work hard for their community, and they aren't public figures and don't deserve the kind of shitty libelous treatment. And if they weren't afraid of the libel, they wouldn't have pulled it. And don't forget, we got another sure-to-be-marathon city council meeting this Tuesday at City Hall. Lots of homeless stuff on the agenda, because Lord knows we don't talk enough about it. All we seem to do is talk about it. The official Lot 24 walk back is scheduled as well, and I haven't heard of any new location suggestions from the city manager staff. Given the recent reactions, any suggestion from them right now will result in earning the wrath and scorn from another angry wave of community members. Should be quite the circus. And I might watch this week's city council meeting with some local friends and include some of it in an upcoming podcast. We'll see how that goes. So that's going to do it for me this week. Be sure to check out the weekly dump every Thursday night over on santamierda.com. And you can listen to all the previous unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. I'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. And don't forget, we get what we're willing to tolerate. Adios.
It's making me nervous, yeah.